today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
I love what Paul says and his genius as the Holy Spirit helps him to write to the church at Corinth, his second book. He's given us something to grow from, to look at and then expand. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. I know you want to pick up your fist and bump people that get on your nerve. Mama gonna knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out if you get in my way. But that's not how we fight.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Identifying Spiritual Bunkers. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 2 through 6.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh or according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God or through God, for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments or imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Verse 6, and being ready to punish or revenge disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Can the church say amen? Amen. I like verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, mighty in God, for the pulling down of strongholds. We're dealing with a series called Cultivating Mental Fullness. This is something that I believe the Lord wants us to do. This is not a shouting message, but if you're going to be full mentally, you got to think differently, and you will not think differently if you don't have the right speech or the right word. So we need to cultivate a mental capacity or mental fullness. Today's message is entitled Identifying Spiritual, not Strongholds as a title, but Spiritual Bunkers. Please make sure you write that down. Identifying Spiritual Bunkers. B-U-N-K-E-R-S. Not spiritual bankers, because I can get an amen on that. But we need to identify spiritual strongholds or bunkers. When you're able to identify them, you can blow them up. But if you don't know where they are, if you don't know what they look like or how they're crafted or formed, you're going to have a spiritual bunker in you wanting to help others, but you're tied up yourself. So, Father, I thank you for this message and the insight for living. Hindsight plus foresight equals insight. Illuminate us inwardly. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for giving us ears to hear, a mind to comprehend. Give us hearts to receive and a spirit to identify spiritual bunkers, these hidden zones where the enemy has occupied space. And then help us to destroy these bunkers today, so we can be free in our thoughts and that capacity where the enemy had once ruled. We yield that capacity, that space back to you. Let it be so even through the word today. I decree your word is powerful. It is quick and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates deeper. So go deeper, Lord, to the sinew, the bone. Divide asunder sword and spirit, soul and spirit, joint and marrow. Discern the thoughts and intents of our hearts, and we will give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of bunkers. Another word for bunker is, or pulling down. Another word for pulling down is annihilation. Now, we're not just pulling them down, but you got to see annihilation. We must annihilate the bunker. the stronghold. We need to destroy it, in other words. Some of us are playing with the enemy, dancing with the devil, but we need to destroy the bunker that he has housed. There needs to be a demolishing of the bunker. Here's another word, devastation to the bunker. And I decree today that the Holy Ghost is going to destroy some spaces where the enemy has ruled in your heart and in your mind. Holy Ghost is going after it. I'm releasing the word, but he's going to do the work so our minds can be set free. For the weapons of our warfare, I love it, are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down or the destruction, the annihilation, the demolition, the devastation of strongholds. I had the golden opportunity to serve in the forward area of the battlefield. And I had an opportunity to learn a lot of military tactics, and I'm grateful for that. I didn't understand while I was going through it as a young man, because I've always wanted to carry a briefcase when I go to work. But I found myself in a military unit where I was carrying a rifle or an M16 or a pistol, Beretta 9mm. I've had a chance to fire thousands of rounds to see what America's military can do with its forces. Believe me, you don't want to be on the other end of a 556 or 7.62. You say, well, I don't know what that means. It's the caliber of a bullet. Some of you have seen or heard about the devastation of what demented minds do when they go into a school and just start blowing up kids. But really, you don't know what it is like. If you walked in the school after they took out the boy and you saw the bodies and what the bullet did to the kids, it will shock you, because you have to have a dark heart to explode children like that. But it's happening in America because we believe in the Second Amendment. We believe in the freedom of speech, but also the freedom, we believe in the right to bear arms. And I had an opportunity to see what America is able to do to a village or to a town or to a neighborhood if they had to take it over. A lot of people like to walk in the streets, but believe me, you don't want to be on the other end of our military force. And whoever's in office has to have a cool hand and a right mind. Because at your will, whoever's the president controls the armies. I don't know if you all understand that. They control the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the Navy, and the Army. And any affiliations, they can also, any rogue nation, this is one man has the authority, or one woman, to seize the property of any rogue nation that goes to war with us. So in other words, if, say, any country in the Caribbean, like El Salvador, went to war with America, the president can seize their nation or their land, any land that we took, and call it America. That's the kind of power the person has. Okay, this is why there's such a hunt for Red November. There's such a hunt for that office called the executive, the presidency of the United States. It's powerful, and many people don't understand it, but he also can set slaves free. He can pronounce, if you were on death row, he can say, not this one. No, I know they murdered 15 people. I know they stormed the Capitol, but not this one. He can set them free. He can pardon anybody of their crime. She can stand in the midst and say, this is what I want to do. She can't pass laws. He can't pass laws. He can't just do that or will it. But he has certain authorities and powers of the presidency. And he can seize property. This is what Abraham Lincoln did. He seized the property of the South, which were their slaves. And then he emancipated them at his own word. And you got to understand the power of that moment. Glory to God. I'm glad that I serve a God that can emancipate you too. I'm glad that I serve a God that can speak a word and shift your life. I'm glad that I serve a God that can look at your bondages and look at your shackles and look at the stuff that's holding you down, even your strongholds. Glory to God. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty. Say they're mighty. They're mighty through God for the pulling down of bunkers, strongholds. I love what Paul says and his genius as the Holy Spirit helps him to write to the church at Corinth, his second book. And he's given us something to grow from, to look at and then expand. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. I know you want to pick up your fist and bump people that get on your nerve. I'll knock you out. Mama gonna knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out if you get in my way. But that's not how we fight. We don't fight toe for toe. Maybe you came from Brooklyn, or maybe you came from the Bronx, or maybe you came from the south side of Mims. Maybe you came from Melbourne. I don't know where you came from, but it really doesn't matter to me. Maybe you came from Dade or Fort Lauderdale, or maybe you came from South California, or maybe you came out of Houston, where you can bear arms, learn how to shoot when you're a kid. Pow, pow, pow. Or maybe you came from Monroe. A young man was just gunned down in our streets. I don't know why the church isn't packed out. I guess it's just another one bites the dust. We've become so accustomed with death. Some man, young man, younger than him, just walked up and put his gun in his temple and blew his head. Bam! Right here in our city. And we talk about it all the time, and it happens again and again and again. Whoever pulled that trigger had a stronghold. Glory to God. We look at him and say, throw him in jail, but there are strongholds. I can see them all up in here. No, it's not having us to go out and blow up people, but we're blowing up our destiny and we're sabotaging what God wants to do. And the enemy is controlling and manipulating how we function and flow. And God wants that to shift today. Can the church say amen? Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I like what Paul said. It cast down, the weapons cast down, not only pull down strongholds, but they cast down arguments and every elevated thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We have the ability to pull down and to cast down arguments, mental arguments in exchanges, and every high thing that exalts itself. Everything that gets our attention, everything that pulls us away from the norm, to exalt, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It goes on to say it can even bring every thought into captivity. We have the ability to catch the thought before it runs wild. When it's just a little cub, you can catch it. But when it becomes a full-blown lioness, it's harder to harness. You can catch it when it's a little chimp, but when it comes a chimpanzee or an ape, it's harder to harness. You can deal with it while it's a colt, but when it becomes a horse, it's harder to harness. You can deal with it when it's a little lamb, but when it becomes a ram, it's harder to grab it by the horns and deal with it. So God wants us to be able to bring these things down when he brings it to our attention. Then he says the weapons even gives us a readiness to punish or revenge disobedience. In other words, when you're disobedient, no preacher has to preach on it. You'll say to yourself, I shouldn't have done that. I know better. That's what you say within yourself. No, it's not about nobody catching you, but Holy Ghost will help you to cast down. I don't need to do that anymore. I've been straying from God. I haven't prayed in a while. I haven't been to church. I've been mad at the church. I'm still tied up with what somebody said last year. Became a stronghold, still impacting how you function and flow. Thank you, Lord. And I think all of us have them. And I'm asking God to help me with mine. I've been mad lately. I need God to help me. Let's take a moment and peek into the unseen world. Another word for world is realm. I want to take a moment and peek into the unseen realm. If you're with me, you need to be taking notes. And I would like to see that even the more. Fred Price, many of you may not know him, but he was a guru in teaching faith, ever-increasing faith out of California, maybe Los Angeles. And a wonderful man. The wife and I had an opportunity to meet him maybe 98, 97. He was teaching in Maryland, and we flew up to a conference there. He was at a very fast-growing church there and had a chance to shake his hand. From his colossal message, I thought he was a bigger man, but when I met him, he was small and very small in stature, but powerful in his teaching. Very powerful. And so I was amazed with that, how television can make you look bigger. And if you're big, it makes you look even bigger. But his teaching was amazing. And he said some things, you know, that about increasing faith, and faith should always increase. And it's important for you, if you're going to have a powerful life, to increase your faith. And I used to listen to him in his teaching before he passed away. He's gone on to be with the Lord now, but the teachings are still powerful. There are realms that we have not seen with the naked eye, and they're real. There was a world that you can't see. There are entities that they, every time you get in your car, they're clinging to the window looking in, hoping you would text while you're driving, because they want to manipulate a wreck. Or they want you to drink and drive. And so they will manipulate you with stress and say, it's okay, nobody knows. You can just keep it between your legs. I'm telling you what I'm seeing with people who attend church. Because nobody will pull you over, right? These are principalities and powers that are manipulating behavior. I would like to take a moment and peek into the unseen realm. That which is real but unseen. For the past several years, I've been thinking about it and interested in learning more about the supernatural. The supernatural realm. Paul gives us three. We know that the earth is the first heaven. And Paul talks about in one of the books, in one of the chapters in Corinthians, about being caught up into the third heaven. And then Ephesians chapter 6 talks about the second heaven, where principalities and powers and rulers and wickedness and high places dwell. So there are three, at least three realms. There may be others, but there are at least three realms that I believe God wants us to know about. The natural realm, the heavenly realm, and then that demonic realm, which is called the second heaven. And if you're going to get anything done, you got to have a portal where God is in the heavens, but he has to get things to us. It has to pass through the second heaven to get to the first heaven, which is the earth. And there are wars that are going on above your head. The enemy doesn't want you to get the message from God or get God's status about your life. He wants you to still operate in your flesh, and the flesh will war against heaven. It's enmity against God. It's hostile to the things of God. So God has to create a portal so he can pass things to and download it. And sometimes the portal isn't open forever. Just like if you looked at the gate here in the Space Coast. This is a gate. Canaveral is a gate. Brevard is a gate. We shoot up rockets. And if you think about it, there is a time for the rocket to blast off. A window, they call it. Oh, my God. There was a window. There's a time. If you miss it, you got to wait till the next day for the window to open again. Because if you shoot it off outside of the realm or outside of the timing, the success of it getting to where you want it to go is limited. Glory to God. And you got to understand, first the natural, then the spirit. If we can see and peek into it on the space coast, we should be able to see spiritual things here. Why would God tell us to assemble? Because there may be something that happens when we assemble. A portal is open. Glory to God. Just by you entering and doing what he told you to do, a portal is open. The heavens are open. Your spirit is open for him to download from all of the chaos that you deal with from week to week. This is the time to get what God has for you so you'll be able to combat the enemy this week. Can somebody say amen? I can do church myself. I don't need to go, but you better understand how things work in the supernatural before you start creating your own way. Glory to God. Enter into its gates with thanksgiving, into its courts with praise. That's a physical building, a sanctuary designated for the gathering of the people so the heavens were open to us. Glory to God. So I've been interested in this realm, supernatural realm. Like Jacob, when he crossed the ford, an angel wrestles with him. But when he leaves his father and mother's house, he finds a spot called Bethel. He named it Bethel, laid his head on a rock and went to sleep. You can be so tired that you can find rest in hard places. Oh my God. You can be so sick of what you're going through that you'll find rest. You think it's cool, but it's rest in a hard spot. Glory to God. You stay there so long, you're going to get a crook in your neck. You better get up. Stay there too long, you're going to be comfortable with it and think it's normal, but it's not. You start building around that rock and you think it's real, but you better turn it into a house of God. The scripture says when he went to sleep, though, the heavens opened and he saw a ladder, and angels ascending and descending on that ladder. A portal was open. Glory to God. Blessed be his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When Samuel had died and gone on, the scripture says Saul couldn't hear from God anymore. So he pulled out a woman that had a spirit of divination. And he said, I need to find a man. I need this man to speak to me. And she was able to pull up the spirit of Samuel. She said, I see the gods ascending and descending. She didn't understand it all because she had an evil spirit. But she said, I see the gods ascending and descending. And I see a man coming up and he's got a long beard. It's Samuel. Read the text, because even the enemy knows what I'm telling you is true. Even the enemy knows that there's a supernatural realm, and some of you are on the dark side of it. You're on Vader's side when you need to be on God's side. I'm talking about Darth Vader. Oh my God. James Earl Jones, Darth Vader. When we need to be on God's side. And I love James Earl Jones, a wonderful man of God. But in the Star Wars, his voice was used as Darth Vader, which was on the dark side. And many of us are attracted to the dark side based on the voices that are attractive. And that's why you got to watch the voice that's speaking to your inner ear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. Well, the place that I want to talk about is the supernatural realm or the second heaven, because Jesus there spoiled principalities and powers through the blood that was shed on the cross and through the power of the resurrection. And through those two things, we have access and authority, and we can take dominion, but it's through the name of Jesus. It's through the blood that he shed and the power of his resurrection, not in your own strength. If you enter into the second heaven through drug use, marijuana use, you're going to be stripped because you don't have no power. The name of Jesus ain't on you. You go and ascend into the second heaven and start seeing things and experiencing things in your mind, and you don't have the blood covering you, you will be a target up there. That's why people, even secret drug users, eventually are exposed. Because you've entered into realms that you weren't covered for. Thank you, Lord. Do not get comfortable with your secret societies. You may think you're okay, but you will be stripped in the midst of everyone. Glory to God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Identifying Spiritual Bunkers, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, it is almost that time for Expectancy, Expect Greater, the 2024 Awaken Women's Conference. We are excited and know our expectations will not be denied on Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th, right here at Truth Reveal. Registration is still open. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website for more information. Women's Sunday School is still every Sunday at 10 a.m., so join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary. Get ready to increase your faith level and tag up to God with Relentless Prayers. Relentless will meet in the sanctuary this Friday, September 20th at 7 p.m. Married and engaged couples, join the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined session on Saturday, September 21st at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided.
Save the date, Saturday, October 5th, for Recruiter for the Kingdom, the Ambassadors for Christ Evangelism Training Day. The training is free and designed to equip us with insightful tools to become effective Kingdom recruiters as each one reaches one. It will all take place at Truth Revealed. T-shirts and TR tumblers are available for purchase. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app or the website for more information. Scan the QR code in the foyer to register today.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.